There was an older bacher that learned in Radin. His name was Rav Herschel Kamnitzer. This Rav Herschel Kamnitzer had a certain machla and wasn't able to get married. He told over this following story. He personally told it over to Rav Shach. Rav Shach used to repeat the story that he heard it from the mouth of Rav Herschel Kamnitzer. One year was Yom Kippur night, and after davening was over, Rav Herschel Kamnitzer was sitting in his seat in the empty Beis Medrash after Shir HaYichud was over, feeling very sad about his whole life. He's a 60-year-old bacher. He can't get married. And all of a sudden, Beis Medrash was empty. He feels like a hand on his shoulder, and all of a sudden, sitting next to him is the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim started schmoozing with him about how many hardships he himself, the Chofetz Chaim, suffered. As a very well-known thing, that he was a yosem. The Chofetz Chaim was a yosem from his father at a very young age. And he went through, it's not important, I have to go through the whole thing, he went through all a list of hardships that he suffered. And then the Chofetz Chaim started telling to Rav Herschel Kamnitzer, you know, a lot of times a person has to realize that this is the lot that Hashem made in someone's life. Hashem made it that there should be aggravation and there should be whatever hardships. And that's actually what their purpose in life is, to go ahead and serve Hashem in these difficult, trying situations. That's the lot in life that Hashem wants us to serve Him in these situations that we don't understand why we're in them. But for some reason, that's the lot that Hashem knows that He wants us to be in these situations. And the Chofetz Chaim sat there, and Herschel Kamnitzer said, "Kamat," just about the entire night of Yom Kippur, schmoozing with him, being mechazik him, making him feel good about his lot in life. He said there was no divrei Torah spoken. It was just schmoozing, being mechazik him about his lot in life. Now, I want to tell you something. We know, everybody knows the famous story with the Chofetz Chaim, that when Rav Naftali Trop, Zecheinu Levracha, was very sick, so they went around and they asked the people in yeshiva, the Bacharim yeshiva, should give a certain amount of time of that they're going to learn, and that learning, they're going to give up the schus from that learning, that should go with schus refuah shleima for the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Naftali. So some people gave, you know, a week of learning, you know, 20 hours of learning, 10 hours of learning. They came to the Chofetz Chaim, and the Chofetz Chaim said, 2 minutes. 2 minutes of learning. That's how much he's willing to give up. And the people asked the Chofetz Chaim, 2 minutes? Isn't that like, they didn't, Chofetz Chaim saw, they were like embarrassed to ask. The Chofetz Chaim said, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. So he says, that means each second of learning equals Taryag Mitzvahs. So that's of 2 minutes, 120 times, 120 seconds, 120 times 613. That's how much Mitzvahs I'm giving up for this Chosar Naftali. So what do we see? The Chofetz Chaim, where every second was so precious that he wouldn't give up more than 2 minutes of learning Torah as a Chosar Fuish Lema for Naftali? But he was willing to give up a whole Yom Kippur night to Shmuz to be Mechazek Yid. And this is something that Rabbi Said, we've spoken about so many times now in the past, how the Rambam says that the greatest way to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim, is to compliment someone. And we said over, why is that the greatest way to be Mekayim Chesed? To make someone feel good about themselves. Since the greatest desire that a person has is that people should think good of them, people should want them, people should make them feel good. Therefore, your mitzvah is to show people that you think good of them and to make them feel good. Because that's the greatest thing you want people to do to you, is to make you feel good. So the greatest mitzvah of Ahavta L'Reicha Kamoicha is to make someone else feel good. So the greatest chesed is to make someone feel good about their life. That's the greatest and the ultimate chesed. Like this thing of a compliment, making someone feel good. So the Chofetz Chaim was willing to spend his whole Yom Kippur night to be mechazik another yid and to make someone feel good about himself. From this we have to learn how precious it is. If we have an opportunity and we're like, you know, really, I'm in the middle of learning now. I really have some mitzvahs to do now. And this person needs to cry out his heart to me. No! Close your gemara and listen. This is the greatest chos a person can have. This is what the Chofetz Chaim was willing to give up his whole Yom Kippur night, was to go ahead and be mechazik another Yid. May we all be zeicha to use our time wisely and properly, and realize that the wisest way to use our time is to be mechazik another Yid and make another Yid feel good.